are bitten by virus-carrying mosquitoes. In Brazil, more than 4,000 babies have been born with abnormalities thought to be caused by Zika. Gregory Hertel is the spokesperson for the World Health Organization. He joins us now from Geneva. Gregory, why has Zika not been declared a global health emergency already? It is clearly spreading. Thousands of children are being born with birth defects, which are being blamed on the virus. Why the holdup?
Yeah, so the thing is, there's actually not enough evidence. There's very little evidence to connect the two with cause and effect. So Zika in itself is a very mild virus, and Zika in itself would definitely not warrant a public health emergency designation. What is worrying, however, is this perhaps link to microcephaly to Guillain-Barré, that is to say to some neurological disorders which happen at birth or after birth when one's older. But this hasn't been proven yet. There certainly is circumstantial linkages in terms of time and place, but there's no cause and effect yet. So that's why we haven't rushed into a global emergency.
And now, Gregory, there was a lot of criticism in the wake of the Ebola epidemic so that the global health community simply waited too long, that the response was not quick enough. Is the World Health Organization doing anything differently to help prevent that from happening in the Zika case?
Well, I think certainly what we've done is quite fast and thorough in this case. And yes, I think everyone has learned from the Ebola lessons. And so certainly since May 2015, when the first cases in the Americas were notified to the World Health Organization, we've sent various teams to the countries affected to help them improve their vector control, to do case detection studies, to look at other means of controlling, detecting the virus and studying or trying to determine whether or not it really is linked to birth defects.
Gregory Hertel with the World Health Organization's response in the wake of concerns over the Zika virus. Thank you.